What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Timmy Two Times. What's going on?
Hey, this is Heidi.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
What's up, Mr. Soli Saul? What do you got for us today, man?
All right, so today we are going to talk about the Department of Justice just launched a broad probe into whether big tech companies like Amazon, Facebook, and all the others illegally harm competition, or basically censor conservatism. Yeah, so we're going to look into that. Also, a video has gone viral that shows two New York City cops that went to investigate an issue and people started throwing water at them. Did you guys see this
water.
Video?
Water, like water bottles or water? Just water.
Just started throwing water at him. At them. All right, so citizens.
They were blessing them.
Look, here's what I'm going to say. Citizens in New York have lost fear of law enforcement and they're only getting more brave with their weak mayor.
Oh, de Blasio is a piece of.
Guys, imagine dog if the roles were reversed.
Oh, he's a piece of dog shit. Yeah. This Giuliani, that's why I love Giuliani. He goes, this shit wouldn't have happened when I was mayor.
All right. We'll talk about that. Also, over the weekend, Trump crashed a wedding at one of his golf clubs in Bedminster, New Jersey. You guys see that video?
Yeah.
The bride and groom had sent him multiple invitations, and they were so ecstatic to see him, everybody starts chanting USA. USA is pretty dope. All right. So, also, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was recently fact-checked by PolitiFact. And turns out
she has no facts.
She's fake news.
So you know her crying in front of an empty parking lot at the border?
Oh, my God. Oh, no. Yeah. No. She did that?
Yeah. So PolitiFact comes to her rescue, right? And they have this truth meter, right? False, you know, or truth. And they basically said that the story or the allegations are false. Yeah. Because she wasn't standing in front of an empty parking lot. She was standing in front of an empty road. I'm not kidding with you. So they called the story false.
Wait a minute.
Go for it.
So they said the story's fake news.
Yes.
Because she wasn't in front of an empty parking lot.
Well, yes.
She was in front of an empty road.
Yes.
But doesn't that mean that the picture she took was fake to begin with?
All right, so then people started sending memes. And this
so
is
it's,
one of
it's
them.
Like a double negative, right? It's fake because it's fake.
Are you seeing this one? She's crying in front.
I did see this one. I was wondering why.
She's crying in front of an ice facility right now.
Yeah, an ice machine.
Dude,
anyways, enough of that bitch.
Oh my God, she's a twitty twatter.
All right, we'll cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. All right, Heidi, give us that crazy news.
Oh,
what is going on?
Begin with all of the pew pew pews.
I have no idea what's going on. Star Wars.
Well, I mean, since we were talking about guns, why don't we talk about the Massachusetts police and how they begged locals to hold off, please, on committing any crimes until this week heat wave is over? Can we please pause crime?
Well, guys, it's hot.
It's hot.
It's hot. Nobody wants to be out there.
It's hot in here.
You don't want to be committing crimes. We don't want to be throwing you in jail. Let's just chill out for the weekend.
Yeah.
My guys don't want to work today. It's hot. We got air conditioning. Right. We got to sit in our cars. Like, do me a favor.
Well, you know.
Don't be a criminal. Okay. Don't be a criminal. So that's basically essentially to me saying, go rob everybody.
What do they think that the criminals are going to be like, oh, yeah, guys, guess what?
It's so hot.
It's really hot. Wait, it makes a good point.
Where was this? This was
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Okay.
Yeah, so the post says, folks, due to the extreme heat, we are asking anyone thinking of doing criminal activity to hold off until Monday.
Does that mean having sex in public?
It is straight up hot as soccer balls out there. Conducting criminal activity in this extreme heat is next level henchman status and also very dangerous.
You know, if it really does work and crime does go down, that's a silver lining for global warming, right? Yes,
It was the Brain Tree Police Department there in Massachusetts that went out there and
Hey, God bless the stadies, man.
So,
well, you know, you would think just naturally crime would decrease on days like that, right? Because people, they don't want to be outside in that. They want to be, you know, in the house or at the, you know, every time I think of super hot places. I always think, you know, maybe just go to the movie theater and hang out there for a
Jeremy,
while.
If that was the case, no crimes would happen in Arizona, right?
Well, that is, well, yeah, that's true.
In Phoenix.
You can rob the movie theater.
Of a slump. That's true. Steal some popcorn and some juju fruits or whatever.
I would just hold it up.
Just commit crimes indoors.
Well, but the thing is, you want to be inside where it's cool. You don't want to hold them up because you'd never make it inside the building. And you'd be robbing the box office.
Oh, no. You rob them out. You rob them inside.
Oh, the concession stand.
Yeah, you bring your gun in.
That's true. All right.
I stand corrected.
Wow.
What?
You guys have thought this out.
Whoa.
It's logical.
Criminal minds.
Yeah. Oh, my mind thinks like a criminal. That's why I always look for exit signs.
Your escape, right?
Uh-huh.
Pew, pew, pew. Oh, goodness. Well, not everybody was feeling like they needed to behave because a 65-year-old Serbian man allegedly phoned in to make a report of a fake bomb threat in order to keep the flight attendant on the ground.
Wow.
Oh.
She was rejecting his dating offer.
Oh, Jesus.
A 65-year-old man was rejected by a stewardess, and so they made a bomb threat to keep the airplane on the ground.
Yes.
Ooh, I have another question. Yes. How old was the stewardess?
I don't know that it's
not 65. I've never seen a 65-year-old stewardess.
They didn't
Southwest has those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They didn't state her age.
It's on Lufthansa, so I doubt it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, Lufthansa.
Oof. The heist.
That's a German, right?
Yeah.
It is.
The big heist of the 1970s, man. Goodfellas, baby.
Yeah, in hopes of keeping a flight attendant who refused a date with him in the country, according to media reporters. The unidentified man confessed to the hoax, which caused Lufthansa's flight to be evacuated before taking off from Belgrade to Frankfurt, Germany.
So he called in a bomb threat on the plane.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
People are dumb. Yeah. I'm just going to throw that one out there. And this ain't Florida, guys. This didn't happen in Florida for once.
Yeah.
Next one's Florida, I bet.
We'll have to see the next one.
Hello,
because it's a...
Oh, dear Lord.
What happened? You called me... I was not expecting that one.
In the spirit of keeping things in the air.
Sorry.
Or on the ground.
Oh, dear Lord. I think we lost some people here.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that shit's so f***ing funny. Oh, my God. I just hear, Akbar!
Well,
I'm sorry. Because that's what always... Never mind. Exactly. I'm not going to say it.
Go for it. Right. Moving on.
So to keep things in the air, or should I say on the ground, a man jumps on a plane wing as it appears for, as it prepares for takeoff.
What?
So,
Wait
a minute. I can't go through security with a bottle of water and this jackass is jumping on the airplane engine?
He is jumping on the airplane.
How do you do that? He looks like he's humping it.
He got on the flight line. Wow. Got up on the wing. As it was trying to.
Good job, TSA.
No, for real. This guy was.
Yes.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Where was this taking place? In what country?
Nigeria.
Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
A man who climbed onto the wing of an airplane.
Oh, that explains
it. As it prepared
it all.
For takeoff.
Oh, that's population control. Maybe the engine would suck him in and spit him out.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Die Hard 2 style.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You got to come up with some better ones than this.
I'm sorry.
You
got
to come up with it. These are going quick. You got to.
Sometimes that's what it is.
Sometimes it is what it is.
Today is a failure.
It is.
You need a drink and you're not drinking. That's why.
Yeah.
If you would drink.
Yeah, you need to have a couple.
You
have a white claw.
Let's bring it back to the States.
Hey, look at her.
Is it Florida?
And in West Philadelphia.
Oh. I was born and raised.
Oh, see, we got to have that one. Sorry.
A man climbs down an apartment block to a building to escape off fire.
Fire.
Spider-Man style.
Ooh, did he live?
So he's actually, yes, and he is actually crawling down. The side of the building.
The hell is that? No way. Hit play. I want to watch.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
Did he have special stuff?
Yeah, he was pretty cool.
Did he actually?
He was trying to get away from the fire.
He was trying to get away from the fire in the building, according to the.
I would have tried. You know what? If that was me, I probably would have tried to run through the fire instead of trying to do that because.
And you'd be dead.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's worse, get engulfed in a major flame or falling 60 feet, 60 stories in the air. Kaposh.
Well, he didn't fall, though.
I know.
No, it says a daring escape artist, a daring escape artist has channeled his inner Spider-Man to escape an apartment block fire.
I guarantee that guy
climbing
was
down the high-rise building to safety. Yeah.
You think a person high could do that? No.
Focused.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Exactly. It's a fire.
So,
ain't nobody got time for that.
No injuries were reported.
Damn it. I wish he would have fell. That was made better news.
What the heck?
It makes better news. Bro, tragedy makes better news. Drama makes better news. Somebody that says, oh, okay, how many people applaud good news these days? People love drama. That would be great live TV. Guys jumping down the building.
That's terrible. That is terrible.
And they cut. You get to cut the
pat on anybody.
No, I'm just kidding, guys. I love everybody. Bullshit. Anyway, it's my split personality coming out, guys.
No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Pew, pew, pew.
No, it's
not.
Yes, it is. Survival of the fittest, and he survived. So,
hey, man. Darwin.
They all so far.
He was fit, so he survived.
Yep.
There you go.
There you have it.
He's very stealth.
Did you guys see this video? It was, I don't even know where I saw it, but it was this woman, I think she's a preacher or something, led the congregation. No, I'm not kidding with you. And they called it white. Well, the people who were criticizing called it white guilt prayer. Did you guys see this?
I heard about that.
So she gets like the black members of the congregation and the white members of the congregation. She gets the white members to apologize to the black members for America's racism. There's a video of this. Yeah. And everybody's like praying. And it's like,
did they do it?
Yeah, they did it.
I would tell them to go.
That was, you know, for me, this is one of those things is like, liberalism has seeped its way, leftism has seeped its way into every aspect of life. And the one thing that makes me sad, it's that it seeped its way into, you know, institutions that have been for a long time on the right, and they're just influencing them.
Because they're trying their hardest not to piss people off. Because churches, if they lose a member, that's money out. You know what I mean? That's followers lost, right? Oh, so they got to keep their keep their business running. So
here's one thing that a conversation they had. We, you know, with people who I talk to, who, you know, who I know from mm-hmm. growing up in church. And one of the things is this, is that in Hispanic churches, you know, preachers won't talk about, you know, the Democratic Party is a party of a lot of things that religious people do not agree with, you know, whether right or wrong, they just don't agree with. Abortion is one of them. And yet these Hispanic churches will refrain from criticizing the Democratic Party only because they're afraid that they might lose members.
Yeah.
And losing members means you lose
money.
So, and so that's, for me, that's you're selling your values. You see what I'm saying?
It's a business.
This is why I've always had a problem with church. And when I go on my little ranch, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, because it's not about the faith. The business of church is what the institution is what gets me.
Right.
Having faith and believing that there is some the higher power. Right. I'm all about that.
Tim, we're on the same page, you know, and we've had this conversation. You know, for me, organized religion and people who, you know, there's people who, what is that called, who preach about wealth and you know, if you're a believer in God, then you should be wealthy. It's like, what? Where are you getting this from? And so they're selling this idea, you know, it's a scheme, right? You bring members in because you promise them wealth, and it's like, dude, that was never the intent of the gospel. And yet people buy this. No, people buy this because they're gullible and they believe in this. And that to me, that type of religiosity, I do not stand by. But me and you, Jeremy, we've had big old debates about atheism and a supreme being out there. And you know where I stand on this issue, right?
Yep.
But I won't defend that kind of stuff. To me, that's lunacy. To me, you're manipulating people. Yep. And you're keeping them in the dark, basically,
You're praying on the weak.
Exactly.
That's the great. You want to be rich? Give me that last $20 in your pocket, and all your riches will come true.
It'll return 20-fold.
Right? But I will say this. As I'm getting older, and I'm seeing the generational gaps and things that are different between generations, the minute religion has been taken out of this youth,
exactly,
these kids are crazy.
Yeah.
These kids want to be bullies. They want to do dumb shit. They want to kill each other, and they got no values. You open a door, they let it slam in your face.
Jeremy, we had this conversation, right? And which is, if I were to take a religious, overly religious society with all its flaws and all its everything, and then I would take an atheistic society with all its flaws and everything, I will always side on the religious side because It is these institutions that call people for to have self-control, to look inwardly and be a better person. Outside of that, there really is nothing. There's only you know, because where these institutions tell people, if you're not good, there's going to be a punishment. And if that helps people do good acts, I'm all for that. But when you tell people there's no purpose, there's no God out there, nobody's going to judge you, nobody's going to do anything, then you can live bad in society and there's no repercussions in the afterlife.
It's anarchy.
You see what I'm saying? So I'd rather that. But I won't stand back and not criticize things that I look at and say, this is not good. Yeah. You know, you lie to your members and you manipulate your members and for the sake of just money. You know what I mean?
I agree 100%. I really do feel.
I know we went off on a tangent here, but it, you know.
We never do that.
That's what we do.
All right, Hattie, thank you for that. Let's get to it. What's going on, Jeremy? I know you got something about Trump.
Yeah, so over the weekend, Trump apparently surprised a bride and groom after he unexpectedly made an appearance at their couple's wedding reception. Mm-hmm. It was a complete surprise to the groom and bride. He was such a gentleman. He was aces, is the quote.
Aces. Yeah. He really wears some baggy-ass suits. I'm just going to say that.
He's a big guy.
Look so misproportioned. Sorry.
What the?
Yes, exactly. So the couple held their wedding at the Trump National Golf Course in Bedminster, New Jersey. And Trump just so happened to be there. Apparently, it's a MAGA-themed wedding as well, right? So mm-hmm. everyone's wearing the hats and the stuff all over the place. And the couple had actually sent him multiple invitations, but he never replied.
Make America great again.
The bride and groom expressed their gratitude for the president before urging Trump to stop by the wedding reception for a few minutes later in the evening. And he actually did. He showed up to the reception.
So I got a video of this. Let me play a little bit of it. That way, and I'm sorry for the listeners, you won't see this, but it's basically Trump going into the. This is the video before the actual celebration. I think this was earlier in the day.
Yeah, they had a reception.
I'm the father. I'm the father. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You did a good job. Yes, you are. They're from Staten Island, right? I think.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know he wanted the banger.
You hear the accent. Yeah. You know you wanted a banger. Stop.
Look at his slender shoulders. Thank you, sir. Nobody gonna mess with him, right?
No. They're the best.
We love you so much.
We love
you.
All support is here.
You've been doing
for us. Yeah, buddy. Your support is here.
The accent,
yeah.
Right?
In a few minutes, we have something beautifully planned for you. If you can do it, later.
Yeah, so originally he stopped by. There was a pre-wedding cocktail hour. And so he showed up there. And they asked him.
Hey, after the ceremony, right?
This was before the ceremony. And they said, hey, come back after the ceremony to the reception. And
so you know what's cool about this
wedding,
is that...
then cocktail hour, and
this
then
was
a the main reception.
Pre-cocktail hour.
Yeah, and that one was where everybody starts screaming, USA. But when I was looking at this, apparently Trump does this a lot. Every time he's at one of his resorts and there's a wedding going on, he'll stop by. And I guess people know this about him, right? Number one, this guy owns these places, right? He owns a lot of places out there. And you know that when people book their weddings there and all that stuff there, they're hoping to see him, exactly, right? They're saying, okay, well, let's see, hopefully our visit coincides with him being there, right? And you're that lucky couple that gets to have him there, because he never responded to the most recent one. To them.
They sent him multiple invites and he never replied.
But apparently the hotel, the ones who organize, what are they called? The
party planners.
Who are in charge of that. They say, hey, you know what? I'll make sure that Trump sees the invitation.
Oh.
Yeah. So they're like very accommodating about it. And so that's how Trump knows if he's there at the area, they let him know, hey, there's a wedding here. And so, especially this one, because they were very patriotic, pro-Trump supporters.
The wedding was
especially
theme was
exactly, especially now, that whoever has their wedding at his hotels,
oh yeah,
it's MAGA people.
So I really would be curious to see, prior to him running, how many people that were Democrats, you know, like that voted Democrat had weddings there.
Dude, there's
based on him being a celebrity and Donald Trump.
Homie.
It'd be really interesting. Then all of a sudden, those same people, I hate the guy, I hate the
There
guy.
Are people, yeah. Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
You see that meme?
There's a picture of them shaking hands with him. He got some reward
for donating.
And all these people, look at all the rappers who rapped about him in the rap songs, you know, money like Donald Trump. They all did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and so this is how you know that it's fake outrage, you know, that what they say about him being racist is not true, man. And this guy's a rock star, you know, when he shows up at a place, and this makes news. Why? Because people want a chance, you know what I mean, to see history. This guy is going to win by a landslide. You heard it here first. I'm serious.
No,
there's a lot of people who are saying, "Oh, he might not win." He's going to win. You know this because, dude, right now the Republican Party has more than tripled the amount of money that the Democrats have collected in the month of July.
Yeah,
sorry, June. Right. So every month they have to disclose how much they've raised.
Record numbers,
and the Democratic Party is still in debt.
Yeah.
So they're in debt, trying to collect money.
Wait a minute. How are they going to repay the reparations if they don't have any money?
Exactly. So here's the other thing that people, you know, the world is a reflection, right? Trump started this revolution in the world, right? I'm going to call it a revolution because, you know what? I call it the politically correct revolution.
Yeah, the sand in my vagina
revolution, right? Where everybody, manhole. And
that sounds painful. Like,
you're not even going to be able to say Spider-Man anymore. It's going to be Spider-Person, okay? So I'm shocked that it didn't change.
We're already there.
Arachnid person.
No. But the movie, I'm shocked it didn't change the title, right? Mm-hmm. So anyway, so it starts with Trump. Then Greece, they elected the guy that won the president or the whatever they call it in Greece. The party that won there was the more the conservative party, right? Then
yeah, Britain.
Then
same thing.
Yesterday or 2 days ago in Britain, the prime minister, they're already equating Trump, this guy, to Trump with his racist remarks. 7 hours after him being elected. Oh, Britain Italy, elected a racist.
Yeah. Italy as well.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Elected a right.
So here's the deal. So right now it looks very promising, but I'm really curious if all this change is going to spark something really, really dangerous in this world. Not just
what do you mean
country.
By that? What do you? I don't know what that means.
All these people that hate rich people and the crazy left, parties, right? That cry and they want to break shit and blow things up. The world
they're full of anger. They're full of anger.
They're like a lot of me's.
Here's what I say about that. America leads. America has led for the last 100 years. America has led in a lot of things. Okay, so today, when Trump was elected, it opened the door for a lot of people. You see Brazil elected a right-wing leader. All these countries are electing right-wing leaders. Why?
Because they see the success that Trump is doing.
You have to reset
So, remember, okay? What happened during the Obama administration?
Handouts and
Obama created turmoil in the Middle East because he was weak. And so Syria had, because all these guys, they supported all these revolutions that happened in those countries. And guess what? The Muslim Brotherhood and a lot of radical Muslim organizations took control of a lot of these countries. And so people are getting, so it created refugees. Right? We went to the Midwest.
Oh, my God.
When we went to the Midwest the first time, Tim, was it this bad compared to the second time that you went?
No.
We went to the same places.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, you went this last time around, and what did you see?
Something very different.
Exactly. I mean, so
2 years later.
Because what did the Obama administration do? They put these Somali refugees in those areas, Muslim. They're not assimilating to the society, homie.
Right.
This is true, and so you're seeing this, and this is it. We see this in Minnesota and other places, but Europe is feeling this three times, four times as much because they accepted so many refugees, and so there are areas in these countries, there are no-go zones.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because they're raping records amount of women. This is happening.
Yeah.
Nobody's reporting on this, but there are people out there who are saying, wake up. We are being invaded. And so that's why you see a lot of these conservative politicians who are now winning, because the people are looking at this and say, this is not working. And so America has led the way. Trump just won. Yeah. He's going to win again. And I'm going to say he's going to win by a landslide, homie. We're going to see states that have been traditionally blue for the last 20 years that are going to turn red.
If he can turn New York and California, homie, somehow, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, man. I would not be surprised. Time,
look, I follow a lot of black conservative guys, mm-hmm. you know, who are part of the Blexit movement. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's this guy who, and he's pretty dope, dude. He calls himself Magatron.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
Have you seen Magatron? Have you seen Magatron?
Yeah.
Now, this guy goes out into the streets in D.C., into the leftist areas in the country. He goes on these podcasts as well. I don't know if you see some of his podcasts. And he's going, and this is a black guy, man, who is bringing it to them. And he's saying the Democratic Party has been the party of racism. The Democratic Party is the party of the KKK. And you can sit here and you can defend these ideas, but this is the truth. And a lot of people who hear him, they're like, I didn't know this. Oh my God.
Do they really just not know?
They do not know.
They don't teach this in school, dude. They don't teach what these parties
did
are.
Did you know that the Democratic Party was the party of the KKK when you went to school? When you went to school?
God, no, they didn't mention
They didn't teach you that. Why? Right. Because it wasn't politically correct. I didn't know that. Maybe in New York is different, but I didn't get that. Nobody taught me that. Did you guys, I know we have some kids who just you guys just graduated from high school, right?
18,
19-year-olds. 18, 19s. Did you guys hear that the Democratic Party was a party of the KKK? Yeah. Right. And so this is not being taught.
It goes against, and
guess what? Because I guarantee you, if it had been the Republican Party, the Republican name, that elephant, the symbol, they would have said this was the party that established, the KKK, segregation,
Jim Crow,
slavery, Jim Crow, all that. But they don't say that. And so, again, people are waking up. You know, and this is why the thing that I brought up about why the Department of Justice is launching a probe to investigate Google, Facebook, all these organizations who are trying to shut these PragerU, which is an organization that sheds light on the truth. They're trying to shut them down because why? Because it destroys their narrative.
Yeah.
And so to me, dude, Trump will win by landslide. People are waking up.
They're trying to do everything. He's not
taking this lane down.
No.
He fights back. People want a fighter. When you look at anything, you know, say the bandwagon effect, okay? I sometimes with my home teams, sometimes I am a bandwagon when they're not winning.
Of course.
I won't root for them. Yeah. But when they're winning, I'm all there. I'm wearing the jersey. I'm wearing everything. I'm a bandwagon. I have no shame in admitting this. Okay. but there's a lot. This effect is real. It happens. There are people who are like that. They see a winner and they want to win. And they're going to win with Trump. Why? Because this guy's, he's not only filling up stadiums, he's overflowing stadiums.
Yes.
When did you ever see Obama during his first term, right up for the next election, filling up stadiums? No. He wasn't. They're not.
So my thing is, right, when we talk about this and the re-election and everything, think about how many people come out and support the guy, right, like you said, right? But then
stand there for days,
right,
waiting in line.
Now, if this guy would have ever just laid down and rolled over, played dead against any of these accusations, against any of them, they don't stand a chance.
No.
And he's looking like, oh, okay, cool. You want to talk all this crap about me? All right, all you're doing is talking crap about me. And I've said this numerous times. They don't go after his policies. Mm-mm. They just say the buzzwords.
Yeah, racism.
They say racism and bigotry and rich and whatever. But they don't say like, oh, the economy's doing great. Mm-hmm. That you never see on CNN that the numbers of minority unemployment is at an all-time low. You don't hear that on that because if you do that, you lose.
He says right now the news of the day. He says something racist. Well, what did he say?
Yeah.
Oh, he was telling these minorities women to go back to their countries. And that's not what he said. And so when you shed light on the truth, people hear the narrative from the news. They're being indoctrinated by the news.
Yeah.
But when you shed light and you say, well, no, you know, the cages, this was an Obama policy. Obama, and this is the truth, what is it called? When you take people out of the country, what is it called? Deported. Obama deported way more than Trump did. But here's the difference between what Trump is doing. Whereas Obama's policies were blanket. You know, they didn't have a strategy. Trump is going after these gang members. He's going after criminals. He's going after people who he knows who have violated. They've overstayed. They've been warned multiple times, many times. And when you hear the narrative on the other side, when you hear Alejandra Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, what's her name, Talib or whatever.
You see she got kicked out of a rally?
Yeah. when you hear them, right, when you hear them, when you hear them talk, you know, they make it seem as if Trump talks about immigration. Trump is not talking about immigration. Trump is talking about illegal immigration. You can't get this through their fucking head, homie. But the news media is purposely keeping them in the dark. You know, again, the best way, truth shall set people free. And when you tell people and you show them, you know, because I see a lot of people who go to Hollywood, you know, where the stars are, and they're asking people questions, and they read to them quotes from Obama, from Clinton, from you know, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and they make it seem as these are Trump quotes, and the people are like, oh yeah, he's stupid, he's racist, obviously he's saying that, and then they say, no, these were Obama quotes, this is Hillary Clinton's quotes, and they're like, what? No, and they're like, yep, and here's the video, and these people are like, their eyes are open because the media is constantly lying to them. Because
you'll never see them quote those things on CNN, you know, on any of the left. Yeah, you know what I mean? You won't.
Pushed under the rug,
come on,
right?
Guys. We've been around long enough. This is why, back to your point, why the DOJ is looking at breaking up these companies. Or, you know, they're looking into, you know,
they're too big.
Antitrust laws. They're way too big. Facebook controls three major social media applications, right? WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook. They have your friends. They have your pictures. They have your phone calls, right? Because WhatsApp is most of the time you're talking for free, right? So they have everything. And they equate for billions and billions of users. I mean, I got their stock. So, I mean, hopefully this comes right after the earnings, you know, so I can make some money. But, you know, and then, you know, so then you have that. But then you got Apple, right? Apple is a very big company. Yes, they got their, you know, their environment, their ecosystem. But now they got, you know, they got crazy inventions with diabetes. But now they got your health records, right? Like, it sounds really good, but one, you're giving them everything.
They're
and then,
big.
What are they, and then what are they doing with your data,
right?
But you could say this about even Amazon. But you can, if you want to say too big, think about the healthcare companies. They're getting too big. They're buying everybody up. And now you... they're buying up the competition. So when you want to go to the doctor, you're like, oh shit, everything is Honor Health, in the Honor Health Network or the Banner Health Network, or I think they're the same, or the
Abrazo.
You know, you Abrazo. Go, you know, the Catholic stuff, you know, Dignity just bought CHS. So now every Catholic hospital from St. Joe's to, you know, from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast is all Dignity. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
So you're buying up the competition, man. I mean, I get it, you know, but now
today.
Manipulate.
Today, Facebook can ban somebody from their site because they didn't meet their policies. Google can do the same thing. Twitter. But imagine when, like you said, they're buying all these other companies that are in other areas of life. And so you've deemed somebody not worthy of your platform. So they're not worthy of your services. This is where the reason why the Department of Justice doing this is a good thing. And I hope it's the first steps in breaking these companies up because they are too big.
But do you think breaking them up will change anything?
I believe so, and I'll tell you why. Because it creates competition, okay? Look.
But I guess the question is, you know, right now, is it Eisenberg? Who owns...
Zuckerberg
owns language. Facebook. If they... so let's...
I'm about to filter that one out.
No.
So, you know, let's say they break it into three separate companies, right? You know, they have face.com, book.com,
right.
and the.com, whatever.
.com.
What happens when people
that, you know, that are under Zuckerberg, you know, let's say his whatever.
Zuckerberg.
Sorry.
Language.
Well, you know, they, you know, so he gets the face.com, and then someone else gets the book.com, and someone else gets the.com.
Right.
What's preventing that same mindset from taking over? No, those
you
two?
Make a good point. And this is why I believe right now, not initially when the social medias started being out there, but right now they're really big. There should be an online Bill of Rights. There should be. There should be, because this is a means. People make money from this.
Oh,
and when Facebook, Google, YouTube demonetizes people, you are affecting people's livelihood, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm all for creating an online Bill of Rights.
So would we be better off taking Facebook, leaving it as it is, and then have some sort of regulations or something that says
sure.
The government needs to review your search criteria.
Well,
and your search.
But now you're inserting big government.
Exactly.
Right.
So yeah, now that's right. Look,
exactly. State, you know, because then we introduce the problem of big government controlling stuff. And I'm not a fan of that.
Right. But
I feel, I believe, look, when you break them up, they compete. Yeah. Right. Right now, YouTube is the only video provider. Honestly, I mean, if you're looking for a video, where are you going to go?
Vimeo.
YouTube.
You don't go to Vimeo, motherfucker.
Right. There are other services out there, but
nobody's going there. And so this is why I say you got to break YouTube up.
Right. Because you go to Google and you search for something.
Right.
And Google owns YouTube. So the first videos that come up are the YouTube
videos. Okay. Real quick.
So break them up.
By you just saying Google owns YouTube, my Google assistant actually popped up and said, and actually spoke what you wrote and then brought up Waka Flocka. because the reason why, as we're bringing this up, we talk about people getting banned. Not that I say I agree with what I'm about to say, but the gamer Bathwater girl, Belle Delphine, right? She got banned and deleted from Instagram. This girl had millions of followers.
This is a girl who was selling her bathwater?
Right. But here's the deal. What they got her on was that she violated the community agreement.
And which
people
was?
Posting saying it was pornography and nudity.
Was she posting?
No, she's post a lot of risque photos.
Was
on
she
her
naked?
Social.
What? Is,
no. She might have a picture with like tassels on.
Okay, right? What's wrong with that?
Right, but she's not completely naked. She might have her hand down her.
You don't like hand. That?
No, I'm just saying somebody reported her. So Instagram deleted her and her million something followers, dude. And here's the deal.
See, this is to
me. But here's the deal. I've seen some crazy things that people have posted, right? You could get, our friend that just did her competition is in a bikini with her ass, with the thing, you know, up her ass and everything. We could say, oh, that's pornography.
She's going to be here Friday, by the way.
So. She has pink hair.
Yeah. But she's a gamer, a nerdy gamer girl that's making money off. She's she's a cute little girl, but, you know. She's
again,
making money off
to me,
people like you and just 80-year-old.
When you hold a monopoly in one medium is where I say break it up.
Gotta break it up, dude.
YouTube, break it up. YouTube, at least get it off of the Google Alphabet umbrella.
Look, so how would you break up YouTube? Would you just say this?
You know, if you
spin it off to its own company.
I would spin it off to its own company.
Like Barnes and then
oh,
Noble.
Just get it out of underneath.
Get it out Google. Of Alphabet and Google, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, dear. What happened over here?
What did he say? Barnes and Noble?
No, I said, it's like, yeah, Barnes and then Noble.
I'm going to spread it out.
So you think that if they were to just take YouTube out from underneath Google, that would solve that problem? You don't think you need to break that
up? No, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because YouTube has got the backing of Big Alphabet, right? They buy out
what is I don't know what
that's the parent company. That's why they did that shit.
Yeah.
They
manipulate this, but it's the same shit.
They knew it was coming.
They knew they look, and this is why you got to get them. And I'll tell you why. Because when you got that backing, when you dominate, when you're the big, you know what I mean, the kahuna, you can buy the competition, homie. And so if you break it off, you have Vimeo who can compete. You have other companies who can compete. And this is why I'm all for that.
So you feel that if they broke off YouTube, it would shrink naturally due to its the lack of its current backing, yes, and Vimeo, yeah, could catch Vimeo, up, and some new
Twitch, all these other streaming sites will come in.
All right.
Look,
I'm actually shocked like Facebook didn't buy Twitch yet.
To be honest with you. To me, like, again, all these companies are consolidating, right? And that's a bad sign, right? Because it's that effect of monopolizing an area.
And we let it happen.
And no, but companies do that, right? That's what they're doing. You got to, the bottom line, what's the bottom line? Make money. How do we make more? Destroy the competition. But in a free enterprise system, a capitalist society, you got to have the competition, because competition makes sure that, you know, if you are conservative and you're being banned from YouTube and you go to Vimeo and you're not being banned from Vimeo, then Vimeo can grow. And then people are no longer going to go just to YouTube to search for videos. They can go to other areas. It's the same thing right now. Right now you have the choice. Right, listen, right now you have a choice of either buying an iPhone or an Android. Why? Because the market is so spread out. There is no one dominating industry, yeah, in that.
So to that point, God, I wish Nokia was still around.
They made the best.
They did.
Phones,
they did.
Man.
They made those Microsoft phones. Those Windows phones.
But for a long time, I was a Sony Ericsson fan. No, I bought so many. Yeah,
did you ever have a Nokia?
No.
Oh, Nokia is always been a great phone.
The best. They were best phone.
I own Ericsson.
Even back in the day. Back in the day, Nokia was the best.
My first phone I owned Motorola. Never had a Motorola. I had several Nokias, a couple of Ericssons. I didn't like them.
Yeah,
like tiny little things.
Yeah, and then I liked them because they were...
So then Microsoft came in and
they looked big
them
in my hand.
Sorry. Oh, dear God.
Go ahead. You know what is that? What's his name? Deadpool? You know what I mean? When he has the
little girl hand.
You know, like, oh, this feels really big in my hand. That was me.
I bet it feels huge in this hand.
That was me with my Nokia phones.
Your Sony Ericsson phones.
Oh, sorry. My Sony Ericsson phones. Yeah, exactly.
But the brick.
But seriously, dude, like, think about Ma Bell back in the day. They broke up Ma Bell. You know, she got too big.
Yeah, so do you know much about that, the breaking up of AT&T?
Yeah, I mean, was this the first? Actual,
and they bought them all back. That's what's fucked up.
Well,
they broke them off.
Mountain Bell and
they broke up AT&T back in the '80s, late '80s.
No, I think
early '90s.
Before that.
Oh, 70. Okay.
No, really. I remember the late '80s having AT&T as my phone service.
Well, you can still. They still had AT&T. They took it from being like a nationwide controlling everything, and they broke it up into different regions.
See, and to me, how YouTube is that today?
1982. The breakup of the Bell system was 1982.
The Bell system.
Right. That's what they called it, because it was all the different Ma Bells, Bell Atlantic, this Atlantic, mm-hmm, or it was the Bell system, right? That's what all
so
the
was phone. It AT&T or was it Bell?
So they...
They used to call it Ma Bell. I
right.
That.
So the Bell system was the system of companies led by the Bell Telephone Company, and later alleged in an antitrust that AT&T and the Bell system...
What year was this?
Operating companies were near the monopoly. Right, so
it was AT&T Bell was one entity,
okay. Or there was two, but they were.
What year was this?
So they was mandated that it was broken up. Yeah. So when you think about it, AT&T and they got split up by all these little companies, right? Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, they were operating independently. So when they broke them up, like, you got all these little companies. You got MCI, Bell Atlantic, Sprint, all these things MCI, all came from it. But mm-hmm. then what happened? Then, you know, in the mid '90s, all of a sudden, like, what was it? You had MCI and something else. They merged and created MCI World. Mm-hmm. Then Singular brought them in. But then AT&T bought Singular.
It was WorldCom, I think.
WorldCom, yeah. AT&T wound up buying them all back. Mm-hmm. So they said, okay, for a couple years we'll let it go. But they couldn't operate because AT&T still was the big boys, not Verizon.
Here is where.
They just bought them all back.
I'm not an anarchist at all, by any means.
He is. Don't love for you.
I believe government should intervene to ensure competition, right? Because when you're the big kid in the block and you have all the money to buy all the competition, then you can set your prices, then you can manipulate, and then you can do.
Yeah.
And so we don't want that. Right. That is, to me, that's not capitalism.
You know, my first experience with a quote-unquote monopoly, when was the last time you... Yes, no. As a younger person, it dawned on me what was going on. Mm-hmm. And when was the last time you guys bought a pair of sunglasses?
Well, I mean,
on Amazon,
prescription
like a year ago. A year ago.
Do you realize that, like, I don't know if it's still the case, but a few years back, 90% of the sunglass manufacturers were all owned by the same company.
People just put their brand on it?
They bought, wow. Basically, it was Oakley or whatever, and they bought Ray-Ban, they bought Maui Jims, and they bought all those. So when you go to, like, Sunglass Hut, those are all owned. All those manufacturers are owned by, I think it's Bausch & Lomb that actually bought them all. Wow. And so basically, they skyrocket. A pair of sunglasses that should cost you $7 is now $114
for that branding.
Just because they have a monopoly.
Well, it's the branding.
On sunglasses, on the branding of the sunglasses.
Right. You know, when you buy Ray-Bans, you're buying a Ray-Ban.
So this is why I say the role of government should be there to create competition. When you get too big, when you're a YouTube who controls 90-some percent, I don't even, dude.
These companies are smart, dude. Alphabet, the minute Alphabet got created, the first thing I said, I said, they are trying to avoid antitrust. When you have a parent company, these are my separate companies that operate separately and independently.
So wait, so you're saying is it big Alphabet? Is that what you called it?
It's Alphabet.
Yeah. The name of the company is Alphabet. Alphabet. And they own Google and YouTube and all those under the parent company.
There's another one. But damn.
Yeah, they knew what they were doing. Yeah. They created a parent company.
Same thing with Facebook, Instagram. You know what I mean? Like these guys,
I think then they won't get broken up because of it. Amazon is going to be different because Amazon.
This is why?
No, Amazon will probably. I could see Amazon getting broken up because everything is all under the Amazon Federation, Amazon Web Services, and this and that. Look, if they would have created
if you're a company, an online company, and you're selling your stuff. Most of these companies who are online, they have an account on Amazon just so they can remain competitive.
Yeah, I have a friend who works for it's like a printer parts supply company, and their website is integrated with Amazon. You can go log on to their website, order their parts, and you click on the button that says, I want to pay with my Amazon account. Yeah. It takes you to the Amazon webpage. Right. You log in. You hit the purchase on their site,
right?
And it ships from their warehouse.
And to
Hillbilly
me,
Stills.
There's a problem. There's
Hillbilly
a problem
Stills
with that.
Does that?
Is that what they do?
I bought stuff through Hillbilly Stills.
Same.
And it was the same thing. I went into that website because I specifically was looking for stuff for Jeremy.
Hillbilly.
It asked me how I wanted to pay for it. And I'm like, and it gave me the options. And my Amazon was one of them. Yeah, I'm like, oh, well, that's it. Right. Yeah.
So to me, you gotta create competition. You gotta break it up. I'm all for, look.
They've also helped business. So Amazon is weird. Because when you look at where, you know, when you buy products, a lot of times they're not warehousing them themselves. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Their other companies are linked underneath them, so you're buying it through them. So they're paying a fee to Amazon to sell that product, right?
They're actually small business owners.
Yeah.
They're helping grow the small business owners. Look, Amazon is.
Look. As much as it sounds douchey, I'm not saying I'm a big Amazon fan, but...
So maybe they have a different business approach, but I guarantee you, YouTube is not that.
No.
So when we talk about Amazon versus YouTube, right? When I think of Amazon, I cannot in my mind picture any competition, right? But when we talked about YouTube, I'm like, well, there is the Vimeo.
No, when was the last time you went out to Vimeo and to search something?
I didn't know it existed.
No,
thank you.
That's where you find bootleg movies.
What I'm saying is, I at least heard of it.
What search engine do you use?
I use Google.
Don't you think Google is going to promote YouTube videos?
They do.
Thank you.
I'm not saying that.
Because it's their
what
business.
What I'm saying, though, is at least I know that Google, there's another competing entity out there. And if I did decide I didn't like YouTube,
because
I
when
could
you
go
when
there.
You're using the search
Amazon,
engine,
I don't know of any of their competition.
Right. When you use
their retail, so every retail company in the world is their competition that they're putting out. You know, Target, Walmart. So if you want to just do the big ones,
but Amazon has 10,000 times more items than Target does.
Charmin shit paper is the same in Target and in Amazon.
Right, I understand
so,
that, but I can't get, you know, a 3 millimeter push button switch at Target. I can get that on Amazon. See, I buy a lot of weird ass shit. And so
you're a weird ass guy.
I am a weird ass guy, and I understand that.
I want to stay with again. We can draw comparisons with Amazon or whatever. But to me, YouTube is just too big. They dominate the market, homie.
So I got an idea. We may want to cut this out of the podcast so people don't steal it. Right. But what we need to do is do a search engine for videos where you can say, you're looking for this item, this particular thing. Like,
who's going to fund that?
How do you get your name out there to be in the search engine for this?
What I'm saying.
You buy it.
Google, when you tell somebody, search something, what is it? You tell them, Google it.
Quiet. Really? Right. You Google quiet. It. Google right. that shit, right?
When I tell somebody, hey, research this, what do I say?
Google it. Yeah,
right.
I never say research. Right? I gotta Google it.
Right. Google box that shit.
So, you can use Bing.
So right now, Google has
Bing
gone sucks. To...
Bing, oh my God.
Do you know what Bing stands for? But it's not Google.
Exactly.
You know what?
That's funny.
That's probably what it stands for. Yeah,
for real.
That's probably what they came up with in Microsoft. They go, but it's not Google. Exactly. And they go, Bing! Yeah. Dude, if you solved that unsolved mystery, that would be pretty impressive.
That's not my original. I heard that from somebody years ago, but
I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised.
Right. No. Well, I forgot what I was. What was I saying?
No, go on.
You don't
again.
Bing something. That would sound really dirty. Wait. At work, like, don't go Google. Hey, go Bing something.
Google dominates.
Bing, anyway. Bing, Bing.
Google dominates the search.
So what you need
industry.
You need a video search engine, right? An independent one that says, I need to learn, like we were working on Carl's cart earlier this week. I need to know how to change the oil or how to remove the oil filter on a 2010 Camry.
Bing it.
And you type it in there, right? And obviously, when you go to Google, the first thing comes up is a YouTube video. But you should be able to have videos on YouTube and Vimeo and...
Who controls that?
Twitch.
Who controls that, Jeremy?
Right now, Google does.
Google.
But I'm saying you need an independent search engine that will bring you back results for more.
Hold on. Yeah, they got rid of those things. They were called Netscape.
So they don't exist. This is why I say, if you remove YouTube from the umbrella of Google, then Google will have no incentive to promote YouTube. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Google will then be like, well, we don't care about YouTube. They don't belong to us. But I can promote other websites.
Right. But up until about 20 minutes ago, I'd never heard of Twitch.
So really?
I had no idea that they offered videos.
Twitch has been around a long time.
I've never heard of it.
It's gaming.
The gaming industry owns
that.
Wasn't GoDaddy similar to like Being in Google? Like
no, GoDaddy is a hosting company.
You guys remember WebCrawler?
Yes.
I remember.
Remember WebCrawler? Netscape?
What about Mama.com? Mama.com was the shit. Yo, see if Mama.com still is up there.
No, here's what I recommend.
It looked like Google, but it had a
to
big
my followers,
old school Italian
if
grandma.
If you want to remain anonymous in your search, do DuckDuckGo.
I got rid of it.
It's Chinese.
Hey, damn, Mama.com was the shit.
No, I got it.
Jeremy, Mama? Go to DuckDuckGo.
You showed me DuckDuckGo.
No.
Anyway, all right. So we kind of straight off, but again, going to my point, which is, I think what the Department of Justice is doing, it's paving the way to something that's coming. Hopefully, these companies get broken up.
Right, I agree.
They're too
big.
They dominate too much of the market.
And
right now,
Google owns Motorola. By the way,
I didn't know this. Yeah. But here's what I say this because they've been very clear on who they're going to promote. You know, right now,
Google.
PragerU put out a video, right? If you go on Google and you search for PragerU, and I think it's the words that you search is PragerU is, it gives you a bunch of results of is racist.
The pre-canned
you know
results.
What I mean? Like they give you these, yeah, exactly. So what is that called? Predictive text, right? They say, okay, try to figure out what you're going to say. And if you know, and so they're manipulating this to me. What did you search for?
Yeah. It said, so the top result was PragerU is Denmark socialist.
Mm-hmm.
The second entry is PragerU is not a university.
Right. Well, keep going.
PragerU is dangerous.
Right.
Is
PragerU gun ownership a right? PragerU is garbage. PragerU is lying. So those are the top six results.
I got PragerU is an unpersuasive victim of big tech bias.
No. They're talking about the
I got PragerU is great. PragerU is truth. PragerU is awesome. Then PragerU is lying. PragerU is dangerous. Google.
Okay.
And then PragerU is Google. Denmark socialist.
Yeah.
I got PragerU is Israel. PragerU Israel.
That's because the is.
PragerU is propaganda, Denmark socialist, is garbage, is great, is awesome.
I got the same ones,
Israel,
too.
Palestine.
Yeah. So, but, you know, again, they manipulate that algorithm.
Sure.
In other words, when...
And we're going to find out shortly, you know, if they
really hopefully are. They disclose their books, and they let some third party, non-interested party that can audit them and for them to reveal. Because if they reveal that there are people who sit there and manually manipulate this, to me, this is bad business practice.
Yeah. I guess the question for you is, let's say the Department of Justice makes an announcement, says we are going to sit down with Google and look at this stuff. What prevents them from deleting all that?
Dog shit.
Well, if they allow for,
I mean, it's if a they swipe allow of for, a button.
No, well, if they allow for auditing, that stuff should be there. All those changes should be there.
Well, yeah,
you know?
Assuming
when you do things that. When you do things in your job, you know, there's a record of that. There's logging. You know,
well, right, but these are
Hillary Clinton. She burned all the servers and the hard drives and everything. Yeah. So but
the thing is, she's still around. In my environment, our environment did not write those applications.
If
right?
you
they
go
did
in,
not program
if
them.
You go in and delete a bunch of stuff just to get rid of evidence, there's logs on this,
right? Because it was written by a different company. But if I'm a company who's engaging in this shady shit,
yeah,
why would I log that? Why would I log the fact that
and they're
I'm
developers?
Now blocking this?
Right. They're, right. You're going after a company that's made of developers of the smartest kind. You know what I mean?
We'll see. But what Project Veritas is doing is if people are told wipe everything, you think there are going to be some people in there who are going to be like, dude, I was told to wipe everything so that when the feds came. And when they audited this,
right. and we
deleted
hope,
everything.
We hope that those people come forward. But
I'm sure
if they
will.
This, no, because if they have the same mindset bosses and their bosses' bosses, then...
Like you. Do you have the same mindset as your boss?
Hell no.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I don't know. I just met her.
There's people... No, what I'm saying...
You've known
what
her.
I'm saying is that there's people in tech who sit at your level
and
sit at my level.
I hope that they're
who are
taking,
not being influenced by those who are
taking,
at the top.
I hope they're taking copies of log files and emails and that sort of thing.
And right now,
there's no guarantee of it.
Tomorrow, which for those who are listening, it happened yesterday. Project Veritas is coming out with a video. Another whistleblower
from
one of these big tech. I think it's Google.
Is it
she
Google?
Hot?
Okay.
I don't know yet. It's going to come out tomorrow. Uh-huh. They're disclosing, or for those who are listening, they came out yesterday. But Project Veritas is coming out with another big video of somebody who's not even going to be blurred out. They're saying that this person is coming out. They have evidence.
I hope she's hot.
Of more stuff.
You know
what?
I'd watch
this.
It.
Is you're out of control.
I think you know she's that's kind of a face. That's kind of a good move because of this. If she comes out
Cortez.
And they identify her and they take any sort of retaliatory actions,
they
her,
do.
She's going to take them to.
Well,
the
but
cleaners.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You got to remember, these companies are bigger than anything. You don't mean to tell me you're going to put your face on camera? There's a good chance. Here's the deal. There's a good chance your ass is going to wind up dead. You know what I mean? They got. Sorry. You don't think so? You don't think they got people like that? Come on, man. They got to protect their.
Hopefully not.
Yeah. Stop it.
I think we exhausted this conversation. We didn't get to. We did get to everything, right?
No, we're going to talk about the cops in New York.
Oh,
yeah,
we didn't
talk about that because you know what? That's some fucking bullshit.
Hold on.
You're going to throw some water on these cops doing their goddamn job because, oh my God, I hate cops and they're in my neighborhood. Get the fuck out of here. Next time you call the cops to say, oh, my girlfriend's getting raped or my little girl is stuck in a fucking building burning and the firemen and cops come up there, you know what? I hope they don't fucking come there. You know what? But they won't because you know what? Cops are there to serve and protect. Treat them with respect. Right. You know, if they're doing something wrong, yes. But if they're arresting somebody because they're selling drugs, smacking the shit out of their girl, look, your community ain't going to take care of it. No communities. You know why? Because the communities become shit. When the communities become shit and overrun by drug dealers and this and that, guess what? Don't ask, don't tell. I don't want you in there. I'm not going to rat, but you know what? You can't stand up for that shit. Because then it just grows, and then there's bigger problems.
And if your neighborhood puts up with that, you deserve the shithole.
Yeah,
you live
but this
in
is why you have the AOCs of the world
the
running your company. Get
you.
The fuck out of here.
All right,
I'm
folks,
done.
Tune in next time. We're actually going to cover this video that went viral on these cops who were being disrespected by
cocksuckers.
All right. Thank you all for joining us.
Yay!
Catch us on all the social medias. Instagram, all the ones we just shit talked about.
Yeah.
Find us there before they ban us, before they get broken up.
Go there and get your mind warped.
Exactly.
Warp your mind.
And we'll catch you all next time.
Peace.
Adios.